This episode is brought to you by Highwire. Highwire, I hardly know her. All right, everybody, we're back. Episode number 7, DNFG.
It only took 7 episodes for JC to get his first win. How many will it take for him to get over 100?
Over 100 wins?
No. Over 100 points in a week.
Oh.
Mm.
We'll see this week. Next week we'll know. This is the week. My boys are ready. They're hungry.
All right. Well, let's talk about last week. Talk about these games.
Let's get into it. First game we're going to cover.
Numero uno.
Dak Sack versus Commissioner I Hardly Know Her.
Dak proved to be a sack.
He was quite the sack this week.
And put up 67 points to my 141, the highest score of the week.
And that leaves Andy with the bust of the week.
We had the highest versus the bust.
Yes, bust of the week with only 67.12. Upper end of some of the busts we've seen so far, I believe. But the bust of the week.
I think that was like the second lowest high score of the season.
Yeah.
I think we had like 150, 146. Yeah. Then it was like
137,
38. Yeah. Get those scores up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the league is volatile.
We set a standard week one that I don't think is attainable.
We haven't come anywhere close to week one as a whole. I don't know what was up. Something was in the air. Everybody was ready for a big show.
Corbfucker had a big week this week, but not big enough for the extra large 3 a.m. DaVinci's, who put up 120 against Ryan's 100. Big game for Terry McLaurin. Terry doesn't need a quarterback.
No.
Terry is the Washington football October, team offense.
October, he's scary Terry. I mean,
yeah, he is scary Terry.
It only makes sense. That was the first October game, yeah.
Yeah. Guess what? There's a game on Halloween this year.
Yeah, there's lots of games on
Halloween
this year.
He's going to have 50 points on Halloween.
Halloween's a Sunday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but scary Terry's going to have 50 on that game. Yeah. Derrick Henry's playing on Halloween.
Ooh.
That's pretty scary for whoever I'm playing. I think it's Matt Hunt. So he should be scared.
I cannot wait for a Halloween episode.
We should wear costumes, but they can't see us, so it doesn't matter.
I'll wear a costume. I'll dress up all week.
Next game, Hud the Stud. Putting up 113 against Team Starkville Hunt. 9-1. Or 91 points started out, 2-0. He's sitting at a nice 2-2 right now. I think Hud started out 0-2, and now he's 2-2.
Yeah.
So a little reversal there. We'll see if that lasts for the rest of the season.
Yeah, we'll see. Starkville Hunt not looking too promising right now. But
speaking of lasting for the rest of the season, will Davis remain undefeated? He did last week. He beat Mark 96-93.
That's
out
a
low scoring game.
He found a way to win, though.
That's a championship team. You got to find a way to win.
I think it was the second low scoring game.
Yeah. So we moved on to 4-0. Mark's sitting at 2-2. Got a lot of room to go. Could go either direction.
Yeah. Mark 0-2 in the past 2 weeks. Something.
No, that. I don't think. I think he's 1-1. He lost the second game of the season, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another undefeated team. Baby Bed Disappointment remained undefeated.
Reaching over 100 points. 106.8.
Marvin's Monsters having another slow week at 83. Corey Davis in his revenge game.
Yeah. And revenge he got. The Titans won. I mean, the Titans lost. They suck.
Kirk Cousins, 10 points.
Mm. Burrow v. Cousins. Will Connor ever guess which one to put in?
I doubt it.
On the right week. Seems like they flip-flop every week.
Debo had another huge week.
Yeah, Debo might 35. Be the steal of the draft. He might be that Stephon.
He's got him in his flex.
He might be that Stephon Diggs of last year.
Debo's like the number 3 receiver. He's in his flex.
Yeah. Where was Debo taken?
Let's see.
Debo was taken.
Taken at pick 106 in the 7th round.
7th round pick is wide receiver 3. That's,
he could be like Stephon was last year.
Yeah, I mean, I took him in the 5th round.
It's a little
71.
Higher than that, but still.
Still, same kind of deal. Like the unexpected. That's how he sits right now, at least, in my opinion.
The Fort Worth Chubbs, formerly known as, now known as the Fort Worth Morning Woods,
Because they're on the rise. Bye week, they're on the rise.
111-71.
Bye week now, 1-3.
Bye week is 2-0 since he's been changing his name and making these big old trades.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's working. Is he going to make a big trade every week? He has so far. He's just cycling through. He's got D-Hop now.
I think he wants a new team every week.
He does. That's the key. I like his strategy. It's like him and Dan are playing two like different games than we're playing.
They are.
And I like it. It's worked out. They're both 2-2.
Yeah, they are.
Bennett now 1-3. Speaking of Dan, the Dallas Deep Throats taking on Crimpy Tigers with new head coach Don Crimpy
after the
abrupt firing of former champion J.C. Hunt, but it paid off because you won 88-90. How's it feel to have your first win?
I'm used to it at this point. You know, winning is just I'm on to next week. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Does Don Crimpy have the same strategy this week?
No, completely new ballgame. Right. Nope, nothing. Like nothing. You'll see none of the same stuff. Completely new package.
It was a warm-up game. You got 90. Mm-hmm. You feeling 100-pointer yet?
Oh,
are you ready yet?
I know.
Is the team ready for it? I feel like you're a defensive team.
We are a defensive team.
You hold teams to, like...
We make teams play to our level.
Yeah. But are you going to ever play, like, up to anyone's level?
No. That's not how we play. That wouldn't be in the system.
Speaking of two teams that played up to each other's levels, Super Stinkers putting up 129 and taking an L. The Knoxville's Cock and Balls, Jeffrey Cochran putting up 139. That's pretty much what happened to Jeff last week, what I did to him. He got to do to someone else. So, good for him. Good for you,
good win, Jeff. Good win, Rook. Almost 140.
2-2.
Almost 140.
You've taken down our former champion and our biggest stinker. Congratulations.
Jeff's putting X's. He's got a picture up on his picture board. Putting X's through our faces.
Reset activity. That was a good one.
Let's get into it.
Great in Mark's ears when he edits this later.
He's gonna love that.
All right. First, we had a big trade to start off our recent activity.
Yes, we did. I think this was post production, pre release.
Yeah, same night we recorded, but after we finished, Connor traded Bennett, Devontae Adams, Robert Tonyan, Miles Sanders, for DeAndre Swift, T.J. Hockenson, and Juju Smith-Schuster.
Juju on that beat.
He got a good running back there. He gave up his first-round pick. We've had a lot of first-round picks traded.
We have. According to my calculations, I think 4 first-round picks have been traded away.
We've had McCaffrey.
Which is
Let's just go through the first-round picks.
McCaffrey traded. Chubb traded.
Eckler
traded. Devontae Adams traded. I think that's all. All of those players have been traded. Some swapped, but that's 25.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah, that's 5. So over a quarter of the league
has
traded a first round draft pick.
Interesting.
It 4 weeks into the season.
Bennett Neese predicted this. This is he what did. He was trying to tell us.
He did.
So a big trade to start off the week. Some notable roster updates. Hudson has listed Allen Robinson as likely to trade.
Hey, Rob.
3 a.m. DaVinci's likely to trade Darnell Mooney and Jamison Crowder. I am likely to trade Miles Gaskin, Robbie Anderson, and Jared Goff.
Bullshit, he's not going to trade Jared Goff.
I offered you a trade, you didn't accept.
Yeah, it was like 5 players. I was like, Jared Goff ain't worth this.
Jalen Reagor also up. Some Gesicki, name updates.
Gesicki up in the air.
Fort Worth Chubb's name there to Fort Worth Stiffies. And then changed their name from Fort Worth Stiffies
to Fort Worth
Morningwood,
where he sits.
And then renamed it to Fort Worth Morningwood with a capital W. A lot of name changes there for John. A
lot of changes. John's always on the move.
3 a.m. DaVinci's.
More players likely to trade. Sue's looking to get rid of T. Higgins, Melvin Gordon, and Mike Gesicki. So if any of those names interest you, you know where to find them.
Trade. Another trade. One of our only just straight up player swaps.
John traded Robert Woods for
Odell Beckham from Andy. Just straight up.
Interesting choice.
John loves OBJ. And Robert Woods has been sucking.
He has been sucky.
We'll see how it works
out. Well, he hasn't been sucky. He just hasn't been as good as he was expected.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. He's not dropping duds.
Cooper Kupp.
He's putting up some points.
He was better than Cooper Kupp last year, I think.
Yeah. That's why everybody was surprised that this happened.
Who would have thought?
But he's not. I wouldn't say Robert Woods is like.
Who would have thought all Matthew Stafford needed to be successful was a white wide receiver?
Yeah, Cooper Kupp or Megatron? Who y'all got?
Hunter Renfro.
Let us know in the chat.
Hunter Renfro. Another trade by the Morning Woods.
Fort Worth. We're just going to call him Fort Worth from here on out. We got Javonte Williams and Calvin Ridley going down to Starkville. Not even crossing the Mississippi yet. Right?
I don't know. Yeah. Yes. Does I don't know where Starkville is, actually.
Well, the Mississippi's on the border, but my head is a little fuzzy right now.
Anyway, they did a big trade. DeAndre Hopkins, who's been laying some eggs.
Who sucks.
Of recent. And my favorite player in the league, Laviska Shenault, who dropped a nice 14 points.
Nah, they definitely crossed the Mississippi.
All right. Mr. Geography.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Matt getting another RB2. He got Samaje Perine for the foreseeable future at RB2.
Samaje Perine.
But he's got a nice little addition of Javonte Williams.
This is
the man of many running backs, is Matt. He's had like 17 different running backs in four weeks.
Yeah.
Incredible.
You know who I want to see make a stint in Starkville? I'd love to see my guy J.D. McKissick pop in there for a game at RB2 for Matt. You know, they love that man to death. J.D. Right. McKissick, I mean.
That's your next target, Matt. You hear that? Who's got him, Connor?
Just a 1 week
flash. You can get him from Connor.
Trade Javonte Williams back to Connor.
Yeah.
Go full circle.
I've been, like, thinking about doing trades while getting people I traded back, and I always just back out of those. Like, I can't do that. I already traded you away. Divisions.
All right, let's get into it. OnlyFans East, now led by Knoxville's Cock and Balls.
2-2, our lowest win percentage leader of a division. Team Starkville Hunt has fallen from grace in this division. Started out 2-0, now he's dropped to the number 2 team in the rankings.
0-2.
Behind a rookie.
Rookie leads the way.
Bye week, sitting at third at 1-3, now tied in record with Crimpy down at 1-3, down at 4. You can make your climb now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is Don Crimpy ready to
lead the boys to victory?
I feel like Don Crimpy.
Shout out
Crimpy
to Dan Martin. We had an excellent game.
I think Don Crimpy will lead the WC Crimpy Tigers to third place in this division.
In front of Starkville Hunt?
He'll protect you from selling hot chocolate at the end of the season.
That's the goal. That's what we put him in here for. We're not looking for a championship out here. We're not looking to sell any hot chocolate either.
Next division, we've got one of our undefeated teams at the top of the OnlyFans West.
Chupapi!
4-0, Munano. The Fort Worth Morning Woods have made their climb. They've made the ascent. They're reaching for the top at 2-2. We're sitting down at the bottom with Corbfucker, who's 0-4. Super Stinkers are also 2-2. I think they're pretty close, him and John, and who's got more points there. Corbfucker looking for his first win.
Yeah, 0-4.
I think this could be the week for him.
You think so?
Yeah. He was playing... who was he playing? Sue?
We haven't gone over this
yet. He played Sue. Yeah, we did. We went over the games. That's the first thing we do. No, he was playing Sue last week.
Yeah.
It's a good team.
He did play Sue.
It's admirable. Loss. He put up a good fight. TikTok East.
TikTok East, led by the 4-0, the also 4-0, Baby Bed Disappointment. I'm taking him on this week.
With a 96% playoff chance.
Yeah, he's number one in the power rankings.
Davis is 4-0 and he has an 80% chance. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It is ridiculous. Second place is
Gauze
at 2-2, followed by Dan also at 2-2. and bottomed out by Marvin's Monsters at 1-3. I could see the divisions finishing, that division finishing in this way. I could also see it flipping on its head.
If the Bucks get hot, Dan could jump to that top of that division.
The Bucks have been
in
hot.
In the snap of a finger.
And they're two.
No, they haven't.
Yeah, they have.
They lost to the Rams and put up like 19 points or whatever against the Patriots.
That's a hot start. I mean, they were looking good. They're not
looking
bad.
I'm saying
bad.
Fantasy-wise.
Oh, yeah.
Their team, yeah, is doing fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they still had to put up a ton of fantasy points though when they lost the Rams. So he's still dangerous when he's...
Yeah.
When the Bucks are down. Tom may be down, but Dan's never out.
Mm-mm. Never.
Next division up, we got TikTok West. 2-3-1 teams at the top. 3 a.m. DeVinci's leading it. Commissioner, I hardly know. We're at 2, unfortunately. Hud the Stud moving up to 3 at 2-2. And Dax Sack going down to 1-3.
So three divisions have a 1-3 at the bottom. One's got an 0-4.
One division has a 500 record at the top.
They do.
Two have undefeated, and one has 3-1. But the one that has 3-1 has the only 2 3-1 teams. There are only 2 4-0 teams and 2 3-1 teams.
Yeah, it seems like most of the league sits around 500. Which,
and
makes
sadly,
sense.
There's only one 0-4 team.
Sadly,
unfortunately for Ryan. Wish someone could join you, but it's not possible. How are you feeling about your division?
Like where we sit, it's there. I'm only one game behind. So
you moved.
What can I say from there? One
you
game.
Moved.
That's all I need.
You moved your playoff percentage from 1-3.
Yeah. At the end of the games, I was did not have the lowest anymore. I was ahead of Marvin's Monsters, but now he's creeped up above me. He's at 4% chance of making.
We have 2 undefeated teams, and one is the highest percentage to get in the playoffs, and the other is the 4th highest. Which I feel like, just like mathematically, if you already have 4 wins right now in a 16-man league with an 8-man playoff, your percentage should be like super high.
Yeah, I mean, like, because if you think about it, you're gonna make it if you're one of these 4 teams. So
yeah,
that's not even
there
saying
we have 2 game
that's,
leads.
That's saying he has an 80% chance to stay at the top of his division. I guess like plus. Whatever
well,
he would get
I'm
if he came in second.
Project,
you know?
I have a higher percentage than Sue.
Exactly.
I'm
that means it's probably projecting
means
to win your
I'm
going to
jump you at
or
some
still
point,
have a bunch
Sue.
Of points.
Maybe this week.
Maybe never.
Hopefully. Not never.
Do you all play each other?
Yeah, we play each other. You that's play fine. Everyone in your division.
Okay, that is right.
So I think sure next year we might do, or we should do, we play everyone in our division twice.
Wow. We'll talk about that. I think it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Because you don't want to play everybody. And if you play everybody
well, yeah,
twice,
but that's just 6 games of the year. Then you play.
Yeah, but like
you play 7.
The way it sits,
people.
You this way it sits, you play everybody in the league, but one person.
Yeah, but
if we
but
if
think
we
about it this
it,
way,
you would
think
be
about
not
it this way.
Like 6
you play
people,
everyone in the league, but like 4 or 5 people, you might meet them in the playoffs. You might play like everyone, but like 2 people.
We'll put that up to a Democratic vote.
All right, we'll see.
Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit. Let's get this shit.
Let's get into these games.
Get out of here, Bailey.
First game up.
Caleb v. Dan. Commissioner, I hardly know her. At Dallas Deep Throats. Dallas currently projected at 104.5. It's been about as average. And Commissioner at 119, looking at a strong week. Led by, we got Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, and Jared Goff leading the charge.
Goff's girls.
Leading the charge for commissioner. Josh Allen is going to have, I think, a good week. He's playing the worst defense in the NFL, it seems like. I think they're 31st.
It's a big Sunday night game.
I think Josh Allen, it's Sunday night. It's the best
I
Sunday night
Josh
game
Allen
so far. Josh
Tyreek
Allen versus
going,
Patrick
going
Mahomes.
At each other.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be high scoring.
I think that'll be a fun game to watch. I just hope they each throw the ball 70 times. Not even 60. 70 times. That's what I want.
That's what I want, too.
I
want
to see a 70-70 game with 70 completions for each quarterback.
You're in love with 70.
This week.
Is that how many points you're going to score this week?
Probably.
Dan's got...
Dan's, we all know who Dan's led by. Mr. Dan Martin, Brady himself. And then sneaking in Alvin Kamara in there along with Mike Evans.
I feel like Dan's three remain the same every week.
We all know who Dan has at this point. Who do the Bucks play this week? That's actually...
They play the Dolphins.
That is Tom's... One of Tom's... He tends to struggle against the Dolphins, even when the Dolphins are shitty. Just something about the Dolphins to Tom. I don't know what it is. Maybe it was a New England thing. Maybe it was a New England thing. Maybe
yeah, now
it's
he's in
the Tom
Florida.
Thing.
I'm worried. I'm worried. I'm very worried.
You should be.
Who are you
the Dolphins
taking?
Are sucky. It's going to be hard. I think that it's going to be hard not to take Kamish with the 119. I mean, Kamish might be the strongest team in the league at this point with the addition of Tyreek Hill.
The Reek. The Cheetah. I feel like I'm faster since I got him.
I don't think so.
Meet me at Laurel.
I already have.
All right, next game we got Ryan versus Matt. Corbfucker 0-4 versus the newly 0-2 Team Starkville Hunt. We got a 106 for Corbfucker, 113 for Matt.
I almost want to sit this game out for my pick. I mean, we're about to go to their teams, but...
New addition to the starting lineup for Ryan. Trey Lance, new addition to the starting lineup for the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Trevor Lawrence at 2. DK at 3 for him. He's starting Trey Lance. They are playing... Who are they playing?
I got my phone. Let me pull up the schedule.
They're playing the Cardinals because my defense is playing against them.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They're playing the Cardinals.
Nothing to say about Trey Lance, personally. Honestly, I didn't watch any...
He looked
good.
He did very well.
I thought before the season started that he was one of the better looking rookie QBs. I mean, he's only played he's played the least amount of games at the high level than anybody in the league, I think, in terms of college snaps. I think he played, 14 games in college.
Is he going to be better than his predecessor from North Dakota State?
What do you mean? Who's the other? Oh,
Carson Wentz?
No, I don't think he'll get to Carson Wentz.
He's not going
to
get a Super Bowl?
This year.
And then be a backup quarterback?
This year, I don't think he's going to have a Carson Wentz MVP year, but
All right. He
could be the best ever from in DCS.
So who do you have in this game?
See, where'd that come from? I picked against my brother the first 2 weeks. He called me out both weeks, said you're dumb. I picked for him the last 2 weeks.
And he lost.
And he's lost.
Both times.
So I'm going to keep the steam going. I want Matthew to lose. That's why I'm going to pick him to win.
All right. I like it. I like where your head's at. I think that Corbfucker has put a nice little team together, and Trey Lance is going to lead him to his first victory of the season.
It's also, another reason I voted for Matt in that one is the projections are semi-significant, I'd say, in difference. You know, the 113 versus 106.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I'd say more times than not, if you're projected 10, 15
projections
points higher
don't
than someone,
mean shit.
You're usually going to win that game.
All right. Reigning MVP Gauz going at 3 a.m. DaVinci's. We all know Gauz eats his DaVinci's.
He devours it.
He devours
the
it.
The only man I've seen eat DaVinci's faster, I think, is Durs.
The only man who...
Just kidding, it's stinky.
Is lactose intolerant, but says, fuck it, I want pizza anyways. Mark Gosney, led by Cooper Kupp, Ryan Tannehill, and Mac Jones on the bench.
He's projected 110.
Yeah, not a bad projection. Still pretty high. Mark's put up some good points this season.
Yeah,
sitting at 2-2.
Sitting at 2-2. 3 a.m. DaVinci sitting at 3-1. Projected 117.5. Dalvin, Herbert, Taylor Heinicke. Will we ever see Taylor Heinicke get a start this year?
I hope so. I hope you grow some balls, Sue.
Yeah. Play him this week, bitch.
Play him. You won't. Now, Dalvin Cook seems...
Yeah. Sue, if you
don't
play him...
seems to be projected at very high this
week. If you don't play him, you got to fight Mark.
Yeah, those are your
options. In hand-to-hand combat. Who do you have in this one?
I'm going to have to give this edge to Sue. I mean, he's putting up another good season. He's projected 7 points to him. I think I'm going to have to go with the 3 a.m. DaVinci's.
I'm going to go with 3 a.m.
DaVinci's. Always satisfies.
I might have some 3 a.m. DaVinci's this weekend. So
I'll be in Nashville
that.
With the boys. The boys in Nashville. All
right.
Well, actually, I'll be at wedding.
Take the DaVinci's pizza on the road.
I might.
Bring it to them.
I might.
We can get one on Thursday night or something.
After a little high-wire action?
Yeah. refrigerate it, take it up to him. So we're both going with Sue on that one. Next game we've got Marvin's Monsters. Marvin's Monsters catch fire in October. It's his month.
It is his month. Wasn't too flaming hot the first weekend of October, but you know those monsters, they get stronger as it gets closer to the 31st. So I think he's going to score more than he did last week.
It'll
be interesting to see if we see Joe or Kirk.
Taking on Hud the Stud at 114 projection. Marvin's projected 101. Marvin's taken quite the skid. Started out 1-0, has gone 0-3 since. Hudson started out 0-2 and is now 2-0 since. We got Kirk, Joe Burrow, and DeAndre Swift for Connor, and Lamar Jackson, Zeke, and Bridgewater for Hud. What are you thinking?
You know, that tight end boost is really the difference in the world. Even though Connor may have Hawk, he does not have Darren Waller, who will push Hud to victory. I'm expecting, I don't know why, I don't even know who the Raiders are playing, but someone's telling me 29 points from Darren Waller.
I think Hud has had some unfortunate weeks because people have scored high points on him, but he's never had a week that he's lost because he scored low points. I think he's got a good team. I'm going to go with Hud. Because I've seen Marvin drop some little baby points here and there this year. We got bye week at 1-3 playing 4-0 to Papi Munyano. This is a low scoring projected game. Will we see that? We don't know. Bennett's projected 94. Davis projected 99. Davis, the 4-0 team, projected 99. He does have a lot of injuries on his team, but so does Bennett with Mixon out.
Yeah.
Davis has David Montgomery and Logan Thomas out.
Potentially Montgomery. This is the injury potentially bowl. Montgomery is.
Who's winning is the Gonzo injury bowl?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm picked with the point spread every
think
game.
Jalen
this week.
Hurts. This is also a new look team for Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Jones.
That's what I'm going to say.
Davante Adams.
With the addition of Davante Adams, I like. Let's think here for a minute.
Jalen Hurts.
Losing Joe Mixon is big.
Mike Williams didn't have the best week last week. Jalen Hurts had a pretty big week.
Jalen Hurts did have a big week. Essentially, you're scratching David Montgomery and Joe Mixon against each other.
Yeah.
So then
you're also scratching Logan Thomas, who's been a good tight end, against who's been. Well, Bennett has Hockenson.
He has got Tanya.
And Tanya.
So Tanya.
But he already scratched off the. It's like pulling off a Band-Aid. He pulled half of it off with Hockenson, and now he's going to have to see what Tanya does.
Tanya's he's your, in my opinion, your classic tight end who, if they score a touchdown, they do well for you. If they don't, they kind of suck. He's got Aaron Rodgers, so he's got a little bit higher chance of scoring a touchdown. That's kind of my thoughts on Tanya. So if he's getting those touchdowns, it'll be huge for him. So I'm gonna pick with Bennett Nice this week.
Taking Bennett.
I think Chupapi is a strong 4-0, but I think it's a time for an L. I don't think it would be 5-0, and I could eat my words.
I haven't seen a reason to pick against Davis yet because he's won every game, so I'll stick with it and take Davis in this one. You're in this next one. WC Crimpy Tigers with new head coach Don Crimpy.
1-0.
J.C. Hunt went 0-3, though, so he's 1-3. Baby Bed Disappointment had the same coach, and Baby has gone 4-0. He's projected 114. You're projected 97. You have...
Not the lowest in the league anymore.
Anymore. Well, Bennett also is not have a replacement in for Joe Mixon yet, so he's going to get like 10 more points because I think he has Miles Sanders to put in. So Bennett's really projected like 104.
Yeah, so I guess I am betting.
You
the
are
favor.
The lowest.
Yeah.
You got Baker.
Nothing I'm hiring.
Josh Jacobs and Deontay Johnson. Stafford, Justin Fields, and Aaron Jones for Baby. I mean, Baby is... He's undefeated for a reason. And he's outscored everyone by everyone below him is like close to someone in scoring. I think Baby's up on Sue by 50 points. And then there's like two or three people that are 2 or 3 points away from Sue. So, I'm going to have to go with him against you. I think Don Crump is going to be 1-1 after this week. Unfortunately.
Picked against me last week. Saw what happened.
I did, but you weren't playing baby. And you are this week. I mean, you said it yourself. Projections
don't mean shit.
If they're a pretty large gap, then...
No, I didn't say that. Was your own
You
words.
Started it off. I finished your... We think like that, JC. Finish your thoughts.
The only thing you finish is me. You finish me
off. Here's something we both agree on. I don't finish you off. This game is our game of the week.
Yes, that is what Knoxville's, we both agree on it.
Knoxville's cock and balls
at Fort Worth Morning Wood.
Yep. Our only game matchup of the same record.
Game of the week.
Both of these teams trying to get game above 500.
Game of the week.
Neither of them have been above 500 yet this season. Well, which one of them will attain it? I guess one of them definitely will. Jeff's projected 105. The Fort Worth Morning Wood, newly named, projected 111. We got Mahomes v. Kyler Murray. That should be a good matchup. Matt Ryan v. Nick Chubb. That should be a good matchup. And Najee Harris versus Jonathan Taylor, that should be a good matchup.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Bob. Kyler v. Mahomes, QB matchup of the week for sure.
Wow. Jeff put up 139 last week.
Yeah.
I think John put up a little bit over 100, like 110 maybe, 107. Who do you have this week?
I'm going to let you pick first this week. Bob?
I'm going to go with Jeffrey Cochran. He's been projected like around this. Not the projections matter. But around that every week. And he continues to put up more points.
He blows away his projections, yeah.
So I'm gonna go with
Jeff. I don't know why he's projected so low.
But I think this will be another. Like, Jeff was in a 121 to 128 game. And then a 139 to 129 game. I think this will be like one of those high scoring games. I think John's going to put up a lot of points, and so is Jeff. I think Jeff's just going to
put up more.
Yeah, I think he's barely going to squeak it out.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. Jeff's cock and balls.
Taking Jeff. He put his cock and balls all over your face when you played him.
I think he squeaked
out of
victory.
I put mine on his.
Yeah.
All right, last game of the week.
That brings us to the final game.
Speaking of dragging balls across people's faces,
Dak Sack.
Projected at 115 now that Christian McCaffrey has been
added to the roster.
Against the Super Stinkers, who are 2-2, projected 104. Andy, let it be known, is 1-3. We have Christian McCaffrey projected a fat 25 points, followed by Dak, Sam Darnold. Who's getting the start there? We don't know. We probably know.
Yeah.
Against Aaron Rodgers. Derek Carr, Andy, and Hudson love getting in these quarterback battles that are just games of just where their highest projected players are like two
quarterbacks.
Derek Carr and Saquon Barkley. Well, if you're looking for a new quarterback, they might have one on their bench.
Yeah.
I think this will be a good game too. What are you thinking? You think the Stinkers are gonna stink up the Dak Sack, get all up in Dak
Sack
and stink it up.
If McCaffrey is as healthy as they're saying he is for this week, there's no reason I'm not going to pick Dak Sack.
You're going to go Dak Sack?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to agree with you on that one and go Dak Sack as well. I think with McCaffrey healthy, Andy's lineup could be pretty dangerous. And he's sitting there at 1-3 right now, but I think that'll be reversed pretty soon.
Yeah, so he's on the come up.
So I think that's going to do it.
That's all, folks.